Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Roxanne, music from Stuart Copeland, Police Deranged. And Stuart Copeland, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Connacht.
Good morning, Ireland, in fairness.
Are we all Ireland? Or
we are
just
all
over
Ireland.
Here in Galway?
Oh, no, we're all Ireland.
Oh, the Emerald Island, all its glory.
Absolutely. Listen, firstly, congratulations on Police Deranged. Secondly,
you
are in... When did you arrive in Galway? When did you land?
Yesterday afternoon.
All right. Is this your first time in the West?
In the West, yes. I've been to Dublin many times. I've been up north. But this is the first time out in the West, you know, which I've heard a lot about. Everyone says, oh, you got to go to Galway.
That's right.
So here I am.
All the Americans go to Galway. I thought you might have a good time while you're there. I hope you do.
A lot of Galwayans come to America, too.
Well, that's for sure. They stay, though, quite often when they go. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, indeed.
Speaking of which, of course, your background, your mum, Scottish extraction, I believe.
That's right. That's not quite, as far as, you know, the tea bags over in England would be concerned, same thing. Scottish, Welsh, Irish, who cares?
Yeah.
To the English. But no, both my mother and father come from Scotland.
And have you taken the opportunity to go and visit the forebears over there and have a look, or are you bothered with that?
Well, you know, I go to Scotland and nobody there looks like me.
No.
But I go over to Norway.
Yeah.
And everybody looks like me, so now I know who my daddy is.
Now I think you have. Well, you see, that's the CIA.
Let's go hit Scotland.
We should make the point. Your dad was in the CIA. This is what's happening now. You see, you're suspicious of everybody. Perhaps maybe that's what it is.
No, I love everybody.
Of course you do. I also have to take this opportunity of saying to you, because I can't believe you're talking to me and you're awake, happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I am 37 again.
Today is actually your birthday.
Yes, it is. Today I'm actually 72. I'm proud of it. Gosh darn it.
You're looking awfully well and fresh for a 72-year-old.
Well, I guess, I eat my vegetables and I do my, well, I don't do my push-ups, but I think about doing my push-ups, which is healthy.
Yeah, but you're a tall, slim man. You have, as well as said, you have youth on your side. Look, let's talk about this concert that's happening tomorrow night. Firstly, you have Eamon Noon, one of our own, doing the conducting.
Yes, she's not just one of your own in general in Ireland, but she's specifically Galway.
Yes, she is.
Galway girl.
Yeah.
And she is a monster. She is huge. You know, I've worked with a lot of conductors, but Eimear on the podium, you know the show's going to rock.
And look, this 28-piece orchestra that you have, the idea of doing this, I know Sting did it with the album, and you're doing it now, Police Deranged for Orchestra. What made you decide this? Because I know that you have been involved in film music and game music and all that over the years. What made you decide to do this and take it on the road?
Well, first of all, my orchestral version is quite different from Stingo.
Yeah.
Sting had really skilled orchestrators do his orchestrations for him, and they're very respectful. I love Stingo, but I'm not quite so respectful. And so my orchestrations are a little... I took liberties that would have gotten Sting's guy fired. So it's deranged. What that derangement means is that I've messed them up. I mean, as you just heard with Roxanne there, it's recognizable, yes. It is recognizable,
yes.
But it's got a whole bunch of odd new stuff. Now, the new stuff does derive from Andy and Sting, and the three of us, you know, it comes from jams that we did on stage, other extrapolations that I hornswogged into these versions. So they're you'll recognize them barely, but the big choruses are all there for you to dance to.
Exactly, and it will be, because the whole event will be happening in a situation where people can dance and can get completely into it. But is it the drummer in you that made you decide to take them somewhere else and your famous hi-hat gyrations. Do you think that's what it is?
Well, let's blame it on the drums, sure. Actually,
blame the drummer, yeah.
Yeah, it's that drumming thing. I bang stuff and, you know, weird stuff happens.
Yeah, but you've given it, if I may say so, the energy in what you've created with Police Deranged is quite something. You've given it up.
Well, yes, it is true that it's probably a little more sprightly than other orchestral versions because I bang stuff. That's what I do. It's good. It's kind of an up energy show.
Yeah.
And instead of one singer struggling against the barrage of drums over his left shoulder, I have three soul sisters on the mic who can deliver. Oh, man. These three women are just really powerful. And a strange thing's happened when I was doing these derangements and organizing the vocals. You know, I never listen to the lyrics. I don't know what he's singing about up there. All I ever see is the back of his head.
Yeah.
But when I got into these songs, you know, working out the harmonies and everything, I discovered something rather unsettling.
What?
Don't tell him I said this, but the man is a genius.
He told me himself.
I didn't realize that we were singing all this important stuff.
That's so good. It is. It's really well written music and lyrics. He is quite. But listen, the band. Weren't you the founder of the band, The Police?
Oh yes, my one straw that I cling to. It was very soon though that old Stingo.
Yeah.
It wasn't very soon. We starved for about a year and a half back in 76, 77 until we met Andy Summers. And up until that point, we were playing my dumb fake punk songs, you know, which were songs of utility. I know three chords on the guitar, and I use them every which way to have kind of a punk set. And weirdly, even though we didn't have great material to play, Sting and I stuck together because we just knew we were in the right company. Just that he starts playing that bass and I start coming up with cool stuff, and we just had that effect. So even though the music wasn't there until Andy joined, when Andy joined, everything changed.
Yes.
Suddenly, with his harmonic sophistication and huge musicality, that's when the light bulb went off in Sting's head and we started to write those big songs. And you know, I wrote a book recently, which is out now, made out of my diaries of that period. And I found all the set lists, which at first are in my handwriting. And then at a certain point, they're in Sting's handwriting.
Oh.
And the good news is that it meant I could relax. You know, this meant that he's like taking charge. And to the extent that he's taking charge means that he's not going anywhere. I got him. He's in the, you know, he's motivated.
That's right. Yes.
And take it, Sting. You know, I'm a younger sibling. I'm just happy to be on the team.
Yeah.
And up until that point, I'd sort of been cajoling, fast talking. Yeah, it's all going great, Sting. It's going great. We got a photo session. It's all happening. And when he starts to actually be committed, that meant that I could breathe a little, I could relax. Well, okay, take it away, Stingo. And he certainly did.
He certainly did, that's for sure. Well, I mean, the time point is Larry Mullen is the man who founded U2. So, you see? Drummer's role. That's right, drummer's role.
Absolutely. Go, Larry. Where is Larry? Larry's probably over here somewhere.
He's in Sutton, in a place in North County, Dublin, is where he lives. Seriously, that's where he lives.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't drummed.
Well, I heard yesterday that Bono comes from Hout.
Rahini. Yeah. Anyway, he'd north side of Dublin.
Which has an American, I'd pronounce house.
House, yeah, that's called Hout. But listen, quick one. I have a drumstick signed by Larry Mullen. Will you sign a drumstick for me?
What do you know?
I'm asking. Would you?
Would I sign a drumstick for you? Absolutely. Yeah. Then you'll have a pair and you can actually play drums.
Now you have it. Now you have
it. Best with two.
That's right, but that's a deal now, Stuart. Yeah,
all right.
That's a deal.
Come on down.
I'll have to get it back to me. Look, can I ask a question? There's a beautiful piece of music, the end title, a beautiful piece of music, from Wall Street. When you say you play three chords on the guitar, you're more than that. Your pedigree music, that music is stunning. And I haven't heard it enough on the radio, and we found it. And it's a beautiful piece of music. So, you're composing drums, yes, but also composing music.
Well, that's a whole different guy.
Yeah, I know, but it's you.
The urbane, soft-spoken intellectual conversing with you now
is
a gentleman. I have good table manners. I don't spill my soup and everything. But that drummer guy, look out. King Kong, 800-pound silverback swinging through the trees.
I know, but I want people to hear this to compare and contrast. Do you mind? It's going to take 1 minute and eight seconds. 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Go for it.
It's beautiful. Title from Wall Street. It's stunning. That's Copeland.
Well, you see, even a drummer can love.
Yeah, you told me you only knew three chords. Come on, that's a beautiful piece.
Well, that's me on a guitar.
Don't be bashful.
I've learned a few more since then. Okay.
It's stunning. Will you continue to do that as along with your deranged police?
Well, yes, I compose opera now for a living. I did film scoring for 20 years before The Mast as a hired gun film composer. Flinty, I'd pay me money, I write your music. You want happy, I give you happy. You know, but the cool thing about being an employee under the harsh yoke of cruel employ is that you learn more. As an artist, I never would have gotten into the orchestra, but when Francis Ford Coppola turns around and says, I think we need strings, I had to go and learn strings. And once I did, this journey with the orchestra began. For 20 years as a hired gun film composer, basically I was being paid for an education in orchestration.
How you use the orchestra
and how you put it on the orchestra for them to play. How you put it on the page.
That's right. So it's from sting to string. Yeah. Sting to string.
Yeah. Actually, that Rumblefish, you know, because right now we have the Police Synchronicity box set coming out with all the demos and outtakes and everything like that. And one thing I realized listening to them all, hey, wait a minute, that's all the stuff that didn't make it on the Synchronicity album, that's all Rumblefish. And years later, 30 years later, after we were ripping each other's throats out in the studio, I realized that that material, scorned, rejected, abused by my colleagues in the police, actually got me a Golden Globe nomination and a Grammy nomination. So take that, guys.
Take that, another fine band. Listen, I have to say
I have to say about that, though, it kind of worked out for the best, because Stingo's songs really worked for the band. And, they know, as a singer, he's got to sing stuff that's meaningful to him. So it all worked out.
It surely did. You're staying in Galway, I presume, just for the concert. You'll be heading away then. It's just the Heineken Big Top, and then are you touring? You're heading off elsewhere?
No, it's a smash and grab.
You joke.
With this tour, I don't take an orchestra on the road. No. I come here and I'm playing with Emer's orchestra that she has assembled. Actually, by the way, it is the same orchestra that played on the album. I recorded the album in Dublin. And so it's the same orchestra that's on the album. This is unique that the folks of Ireland be able to hear the same orchestra that's on the album.
I didn't realize you recorded in Dublin.
The business model is very different than taking a band. If I go on the road with five guys, I've got to pay five guys.
Correct.
If I play a show with the Atlanta Symphony, they pay me. And they got 50 guys sitting in their chairs on Thursday night. It could be Brahms, it could be Mozart, it could be me. And so the business model is completely different. So more, it's like more musicians, but I don't have to pay them.
You've got this sus so well.
I've been in show business a couple of years
you
now.
You have, in fairness. Can I ask you a question, Stuart? By the way, is Rusty Anderson going to play with you?
Not tonight. No. Not tomorrow night. No, but he does. We're good friends, and you know, occasionally his real boss, Paul McCartney, calls him up, and I lose him for the duration.
Yeah.
But we're really old. We see each other, and Armand Sabaleko on bass as well. We ride together every Sunday morning on the bike path, and we're chuckle buddies from way back. And he plays my show when he can, but when Sir Macca calls, he's got to go.
Oh, well, I understand that too. I have to say, I've just been sent by a girl called Sharon Ring a photograph of you topless behind your drum kit. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Topless? That's rare.
Well, it's a photograph to cut out and keep.
No, Stingo's got the pecs. I got the skinny, bony chest. My shirt's not coming off.
I don't know. I think, well, anyway, she sent it.
I got the legs, Sting got the chest.
Well, I can't see the legs, but I'm damn sure you've got a chest. Stuart Copeland, it's an absolute pleasure. I am waiting on my drumstick. Please, do not let me down.
All right, will do. Well, you got to come to the show, so I can give it to you.
Thank you. Anyway, it's Police Deranged for Orchestra, conducted by Eamonn Noonan, Heineken Big Top, tomorrow evening, and it's going to be a blast by all accounts. Can we play... you don't mind if we finish with Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, I take it. By you, of course.
Why, sure.
Why would you complain?
Why,
keep
sure.
Keep the faith. God bless you, Stuart. And welcome to Galway.
All right.
Care, bye.